Now, just speaking about your time here in Vancouver, you actually played with a couple of the Swedish guys that were kind of still on the rise as well. Did you get a sense of exactly how those two guys maybe handled that pressure of being kind of the heir to the throne after guys like, you know, Naslund and Morrison kind of left? And how does that compare to maybe what Elias Pettersson might be feeling right now?
Yeah, I don't know Pettersson right now. I know Daniel and Hank, and I just knew what their personality is like when I got there. And I actually was able to do some recon before I got there. My agent, Pat Brisson, had represented them, and JP Barry too. And Breeze had told me, it's like, listen, Vancouver, they got two young kids. They could be pretty good hockey players. But when you come and play with them, they're pretty skilled, but they haven't really broken out of their shell yet. And I took that as a great opportunity to ask them. I was like, well, the first thing I need to know is, do they work hard? Because I played with Mike York at Michigan State. I played with Mike Comrie at Edmonton. I played with Joe Thornton in Boston. So I knew I could work well with younger players and relate to those guys. And all my agent said was, yes, they work hard. And that's all I needed to know. I didn't have to know anything else about them. When I met them, I could tell from their personalities that they're shy. They hadn't come out of their shell yet. I know Mark Crawford used them as kind of like the whipping boys. He'd always yell at our line because he couldn't really yell at the West Coast Express. And when I first got there, I noticed it really had an impact on Danny and Hank because, you know, everything they did in practice, if they missed the net, Crow was yelling at them. But the West Coast Express would miss the net, and Crow wouldn't say a word to those guys. So I figured out really quick, early in that season there, I was like, hey, Danny, Hank, listen, I played for Pat Burns, okay? They don't get much tougher than Burnsy, but there was always a message behind it. And I said to them, Crawford can't yell at the West Coast Express for whatever reason, and he won't yell at those guys, but he's going to yell at them through yelling at us. And I said, so if you take it personally, it's going to affect your game. But if you think, you know, if you miss a net and he's yelling at you guys, he's really not. He's really yelling at those guys to get their game together, but he can't yell at those guys. And Danny and Hank's game, it took off from there. It was great to see. They're great, great, they blossomed to great hockey players.